Oh, well, trust in each other, yeah. You know, especially they put a lot of more pressure up in the second half, and we were able to get some easy buckets to the perimeter. To the rim. So, you know, when we move the ball and trust each other on offense instead of trying to dribble the ball all the time, you know, we can put some good numbers up. And that's, you know, it's the same offense we used last year to win a championship and score 95 points. So it's just executing and making sure we're all on the same page.
Is that the best game Matty's played since you've been coaching him?
Yeah, look, he was fabulous. He was, I actually challenged him before the game. He's been floating around 8-9 rebounds for about 4 or 5. So I said, asked him to get 10. He kind of kept on going and got 16. So that was, you know, he was really good. His defense, you know, he might be one of the best big guys, defenders in this league. He was he works hard, he gets out there and gets on the guards and back in there to work the boards. He had a great game.
Yeah, he worked super hard. He looked really fatigued at times after working. Do you have to sort of try and find that balance? I know you've got Tommy there, obviously he's a great second option, but you have to find that balance between keeping him in and using him when
he's back. Yeah, well, probably my philosophy is if they're playing well, I keep him out there. You know, and that's the same Drake is out on the court playing a great game, so why would I want to change? And it's more so the players will say, listen, I need a breather, and then I'll make some changes, because, you know, if it's not broken, I'm not going to help the opposition and take, you know, better players off the court when they're in that zone. Yeah, look, he's, you know, I'm really happy for Drake. He's been doing a lot of hard work, you know, behind the bright lights, and tonight was his night. And you know, he shot the ball with confidence. He was cutting hard, and you know, he had a great game tonight. Well done, big fella.
Thanks.
Almost a perfect game. He did miss a foul shot.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was good. It was good to finally see the ball go in. You know, it's been a couple games since I've seen it go in. So, you know, my teammates were finding me in the right spots. And, yeah, the ball was moving. So I was just taking advantage of open shots. And, yeah, it was good.
How much did the second unit need to improve after the game on Thursday night? Didn't really get much scoring punch off the bench there. What was the feeling coming into tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think from all, both the starters and the bench, I think we just wanted to bring energy, play Wildcats basketball on both sides, be an aggressive defense, offense, and that's kind of the role that I have. And, you know, all guys 1 through 10, I think, know their role and what we bring to the table. So that was kind of, I mean, as a bench unit, I think that was our focus, is to kind of, you know, keep the energy level up and yeah, be that spark off the bench.
Is it tough when you're sort of sitting out for the long periods to try and be hyped immediately when you get out there? I mean, how do you sort of keep yourself in that frame of mind?
Yeah, it can be tough sometimes, but, you know, it's just all about staying engaged, being up when you're on the bench, just being up, cheering for your teammates, staying involved in the game that way, and just being ready when your number's called.
How much easier is it for you guys in the backcourt when you've got that rebounding dominance from mainly the bigs?
Yeah, it's huge for us. I think down in New Zealand, we struggled to rebound a little bit, so that was a focus for us today. And, yeah, like Coach said, Matty had a great game. Rebound, dominated the rebounds for us. And even our guards getting in there and getting a couple rebounds is big for us on the long rebound. So, overall, yeah, it was a good team effort.
Jeff, you sort of went 50-50 with their point guards or their guards tonight. Jamar sort of got the better of you guys in the second half. You're able to shut the end of the road.
Yeah, look pretty ominous there. The first play of the game, Gibbo's hit a three. So, yeah, that was something that we're mindful of. He can get going, but then to see his, you know, the stat, we did a pretty good job of that. And that's, you know, Damo just putting pressure in the backcourt and it flows down, you know, as long as they're not getting comfortable shots. And, like, he's a great player. And it's, when he plays well, normally Adelaide wins. So, you know, I was happy we were able to get the top of him. And Jameer, you know, he gets, you know, he's got that off the dribble kind of stuff. So we'll try and more so trying to shut them all down and making it difficult. But, you know, you're going to get, they're too good of players to keep them down all the time.
You guys hit the road now for, I think it's 4 in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Do you focus on keeping bodies right?
Yeah, especially coming back, it's a long road trip. You know, you go to New Zealand and back, and then you get a day, and then you're playing straight away. So it's we just got to make sure we're getting our bodies. We'll get a couple of guys sore and a few banged up, so that's to be expected. We'll make sure that we do a great recovery and get ready for Thursday night. Yeah, look, he has to get on the court first and practice, so hopefully he'll be on the court this week. For how long, I don't know. I'm have to go on the medical advice. So, yeah, hopefully he'll practice with us this week. Yeah, look, to be honest, we were just worried about playing the right way. You know, when you play the right way, where we share the ball and scramble and hustle and play unselfish, that takes care of itself. And you know, we wanted to get that win just before Christmas at home. We've got one more game before Christmas, and then we'll take stock and get ready for the, you know, next part. We're at the halfway mark of the year, and then we'll be 10-4, so you know, we want to secure a playoff spot, and then we want to get the home court advantage, and we've got a fair bit of hard work to do that.